The Tánaiste has told party colleagues that only a limited number of restrictions are likely to be eased before May. In a letter to the Fine Gael parliamentary party, Leo Varadkar also said that next month the number of vaccines administered per week would rise between 200 and 300,000. Meanwhile, the long-promised mandatory quarantine legislation has been passed by the Seanad and will now go to the President. For more, we're joined by our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. Micheál, tell us about this letter. What does Leo Varadkar say?
Well, the Tánaiste is telling colleagues that really they have an important job to do in the next few weeks, that is to sell the message of the government's new plan for living with COVID. And he says there is no reason to be off message in that period. And I suppose crystallises clearly the government thinking about this plan and what it would mean in the short term and then over a slightly longer period, over a 10-week period. And some point before April 5th, it's expected there would be a meeting that could consider changes from that date onwards, that is from April 5th onwards, and that is contingent on two things: on case numbers continuing to fall and then pressure on hospitals continuing to ease as well. But you could see restrictions eased around the 5 kilometre rule, also around outdoor activity, and when it comes to the return of construction and click and collect for non-essential retail, that could all happen at some point to get underway then on April 5th. But no further easing of restrictions was the Tánaiste's message to colleagues beyond that, that that would have to wait until late April or early May, the slightly longer focus. I suppose all that coming against the backdrop of a sense from some within government that maintaining compliance levels in the weeks ahead could pose some difficulty, and some viewing that as the biggest challenge. The Tánaiste also saying that there will be a renewed focus on things like ventilation within buildings, on antigen testing, and also on the test, trace and isolate system.
In the Seanad at the same time, you had Health Minister Stephen Donnelly again rejecting calls for the introduction of what's known as a zero COVID policy. What did he say?
Yeah, and that call repeated from the opposition again in the Seanad, just as it had been in the Dáil. And if there's one point that it seems is going to prevent any return to the type of political consensus that was there when all this happened last year, it seems to be this issue around hotel quarantine. The government now having 33 countries on a list where people coming from there into this country would have to make their way to hotel quarantine. When it gets up and running within weeks, that's going to happen, is the government promise at least. But the health minister also repeatedly asked about zero COVID, and of course mandatory hotel quarantine for all would be a central part of that. Stephen Donnelly rejecting it, saying that it is a seductive idea but that it would take a long time to happen. And he said too, even getting to the starting blocks of zero COVID would require a further, we'll say, tightening of the restrictions that are in place at the moment. He spoke about the 5 kilometre rule possibly going back to 2 kilometres, and any businesses that are open possibly having to shut, something rejected fairly strongly by the opposition and also by public health experts. But on the timing of it, he said that was the key question. How long would it take? He said it's nonsense to suggest that it could be done within 6 weeks. He said it could take from anywhere from possibly July all the way out to November, and that the schools would remain shut. So you can see this continuing to present very different views across the political spectrum and also among public health experts.
The government looking for money from the EU now under the Recovery and Resilience Fund, as it known. The country was already allocated, what was it, about €853 million. So is this a case of the government now putting in a submission to make sure that the country can draw down that money?
Yeah, the government going to formalise that submission, and they're saying the focus is going to be on areas where jobs can be created and that can also drive regional balanced development, and a focus on the digital economy and the green economy too. All that discussed last night at a meeting of a Cabinet Economic Recovery Committee, and I suppose two signs signalled there about the next step when it comes to publishing plans over the period into the summer. There will be an economic recovery plan published possibly in May or June, and also then a new and revised national development plan and a new climate action plan, all that to happen before the summer, I think, when government hope that they will be able to at that point talk about economic recovery.
Talk to us about the World Cup, Micheál. What's known about this bid?
Yes, I suppose this has been floating around for since 2018, but a significant political step forward last night with Boris Johnson, the British Prime Minister, saying that his government would financially back the bid. That's when it comes to putting together a bid that would ultimately possibly go before FIFA, and a warm reaction here from the Sports Minister and Government Chief Whip, Jack Chambers, who said that a feasibility study around the entire issue would continue in his department. You're looking at five football associations making a play now to try and host the 2030 FIFA World Cup across Ireland, Northern Ireland, and then Scotland, England and Wales. I suppose there's some distance to travel on it, but there certainly seems to be a strong commitment from the government here to back the bid. But I suppose key to all this is that an actual decision on whether to proceed or not, that's not something that has been formally taken by the football associations yet, and it will be next year before that formal bidding process would open too.
Just one final thing this morning, Micheál. Stephen Donnelly, going back to the Health Minister again, he's seeking to extend the medical cards of dependents of women affected by the cervical check controversy. Tell us about that, if you would.
Yeah, those cards for just under 1,100 people, the families of the women affected by the cervical check controversy, issued on what's termed an administrative basis in 2018 for 3 years. Now they're set to be extended for another 3 years, subject to a cabinet decision today. I suppose while that is something that would be welcomed, there have been repeated calls in the Dáil in recent time, though, to make those cards permanent for the families of the women involved as well. The women themselves have cards that don't have an expiry date, and the political call has been that that should apply to their families as well.
Micheál, as always, thank you very much for joining us. Micheál Lehane there, our political correspondent.